In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff will have a few changes when it's held in July, as the state has relaxed its outdoor COVID-19 restrictions. Masks and social distancing will no longer be required. Krazzle Art Center Executive Director Julie Gorley Donahue told St. Joseph City Commissioners they will still need to require tickets.
You do need to get a ticket, but because the restrictions for capacity have been lifted, we will be accepting walk-up and doing walk-up tickets as well.
Those tickets will cost $5, which Mayor Mike Gary called a bargain. Gorley Donahue was asked if they will continue to charge for tickets next year and beyond.
I honestly can't answer that question. I'm doing my best to keep up with plans for this year's event. Next year is the 50th Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff, and I assure you that the day this one is over, we'll be planning for next year. But I really can't speak to what next year will look like.
The Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff will be July 10th and 11th. Gas prices have shot up 15 cents a gallon in the past week, averaging $3.17 a gallon in the state. GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick DeHaan says last year's $2 a gallon prices during the pandemic are now coming back to bite us in the wallet.
Oil companies really had no choice but to significantly downsize, letting go tens of thousands of workers, shutting down oil wells across the country, and that has led to a drop in supply.
Add that to a post-pandemic surge in demand, DeHaan says we may be stuck at $3 a gallon gas for the summer. Michigan's lowest average price, according to AAA, is in Benton Harbor and St. Joseph at $3.12, while Detroit's $3.19 is the highest. Dredging in the St. Joseph Harbor is now underway. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers ordered emergency dredging due to the water being as shallow as 13 feet in May, making it impossible for larger vessels to reach the inner harbor. Congressman Fred Upton says that put in jeopardy several construction projects in the region, including the U.S. 31 expansion to I-94. The commercial harbor receives shipments of limestone, sand, gravel, armor stone, cement, slag, salt, and petroleum products. An emergency allocation of $500,000 is paying for the dredging, which is being done by Great Lakes Dock and Materials LLC from Muskegon. The company is taking 11,500 cubic yards of material out of the harbor and then dumping it at the Southwest Michigan Regional Airport. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.